Hi, I'm Gina.
I'm Javonta.
And I'm Cheyenne.
And you're listening to
Speak and Sis.
Be prepared to be inspired, motivated,
to be blessed,
to laugh, y'all,
and to experience our journey with speaking life into others.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride on Speak and Sis.
Okay, so
I led it last.
Javonta has to introduce
what we're talking about.
We'll be talking about today.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Oh,
let's talk about you and me. Let me stop.
Oh,
we're having the sex talk, you guys.
We're having the sex talk.
Hi, Ryan.
Well done. And we got Ryan here as one of our special guests. Hey, Ryan.
Ryan.
Eddie Brown.
Okay, so really, the main reason of why I wanted to have this conversation is because we don't know how to talk to our kids about it.
Not at all.
It's so hard to talk to our kids about
it. When is the appropriate age to talk about it?
That's the question at hand. When is the appropriate age to talk to your kids about it? When did you have that conversation?
Ooh.
And question for our viewers as well. When did y'all have that conversation about, I call it a Baduda talk. And Baduda, you know what Baduda is.
Yeah.
So, who wants to go first? Who?
I go first.
Go ahead, bitch.
I go first. So, y'all gonna think this is weird, but the way I was brought up, it was not even talked about in our home. So, the things that I found out outside of the house. Like, it was just like taught as, you know, you're going to hell if you have sex, or, you know, it was like it was a big secret. Like, what's the big secret? Just tell me, hey, this is what happens when you have sex. This is what you're going to go through. You're going to go through these emotions. You're going to have feelings, this, that, and the third. But no, that was never talked about in detail on the talk. But for my girls, I started having a talk with them at age 9.
Oh.
Just because how the world is now. Now, when I was 9, that wasn't even on my mind at all. I was still playing with dolls and going outside and playing and stuff like that. But now you have to have that talk. And sometimes now people are having that talk with their kids as early as 6.
Oh, yes. No.
So,
I don't even got kids and I ain't prepared for it. I ain't prepared. I'm scared. I'm terrified. But I did have that conversation with Sanaya, a baby cousin, but she turned 10.
Mm-hmm.
But she asked me, what is it? What do you do? And she scared me a bit. Because she said something about like on the videos. I'm like, what videos you been watching, ma'am? What you talking about? But I think it was some music videos that she saw.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have that conversation. She's not like really interested in that, but she was just curious to see exactly what it is, and she didn't want to have that backlash or be scared to talk about it to mm-hmm. somebody. Especially an adult. Her parents, you know, they just crazy. I'm sorry. Hi, Chris said hello. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Chris who?
Yo, Chris.
Hi, Christopher.
Hey, Chris.
I'm still mad at you, sir.
Oh.
She's mad at you.
He knows why.
And yes, now it is a podcast. Anywho. But yes, but really, what's the appropriate age? Is there a specific age? Ryan,
Ryan shook his head.
It's not a specific age.
It's not a specific age.
What's so many cameras, y'all? This is getting crazy.
Are we on different sources, man?
Right. No. I just think. When do you talk to your kids? Like what age? I think I was telling y'all the other day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is supposed to be.
We had too many conversations,
think,
y'all.
Yeah, man. I think in between the ages of like 7, 10, just with the way how stuff moving, like, you know, you gotta put into effect that it's too much access to figure out what sex is. Most kids nowadays, they like, I'ma just go find out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know for myself, I didn't, when nobody talking to me about that. We just, I found out on my own. So,
you just wanging it.
I mean,
you were slanging, right?
I didn't say all that. I just said,
he's putting words in his mouth. Dang.
I went to go, I just had to find out on my own what it was. And I mean, then I found out, and I was like, I could have waited. So,
Oh, man, I wish I would have waited.
Really?
I'm sad. I really did.
Like, I'm sad.
Like, you know, you all curious, like, oh my God, this is it. And you're like, I'm sorry. If you watching this.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. It happened. It is what it is. I don't even remember her name. Like,
oh.
That woman.
She was the friend.
Oh.
Or that thing.
Oh.
Whatever it was, I don't remember.
Oh.
We gonna call it that thing.
Right. You slide right in, you slide right back up. Like, I got to go.
Oh.
But no, but me, my mom, she told me, I had no say so in it. I didn't ask questions. She just told me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. I didn't want her to tell me. Because
no.
I wasn't prepared.
You wasn't prepared.
I wasn't prepared. It was more so, I'm going to let you know because my parents didn't tell me.
Okay.
That's smart.
Yeah. So, I was 6.
Oh.
I didn't want to know.
Start your room.
I didn't want to know.
I mean, nobody wanted to know.
I didn't care. I'm playing skip it. And, and little Sally Walker.
They didn't need you playing, what was it?
How I go get yo. Yeah,
there we go.
Oh, Lord. I tell y'all one story.
Look, you were playing?
No. I would never. No, let me tell you what happened. See, I'm going to go to me. See, when I was about 5. I was playing with the kids, neighborhood kids, and it was this one boy. I ain't gonna say his name because he probably listened. He ran down the street, and I ran away from him crying because he had his little wanker running. Running outside, like, running. And I was like, oh my God, what is that? So my mom, and then he just laughing, and my mom was on the porch. And she was like, go home. And I was going to say his name. Ooh, I'm glad I caught myself. She was like, go home. And he left and he went back. And yeah, he just, I don't know. What was the point? Like, did you just get all excited because you had one and you wanted to show it off? I don't know.
Show and tell.
I ain't show him nothing. What he needed.
He showed you.
Oh, okay. I'm like, we ain't gonna do that. You ain't get my badoodle.
We didn't ask Javonta,
huh?
Ma'am,
huh? Jesus, all eyes on me.
Yeah.
Okay, what am I asking? What am I? Because we didn't went through a bunch of different.
Oh, we did.
We dealt with mom.
Did you ever have the badoodle talk?
The talk
with my mom? No.
You didn't?
No, it was more so the school I went to. They made sure every year they had that class just for the girls. Mm-hmm. Talked about sex. Talked about you're maturing into a young lady. Yes. Surprisingly, in middle school, they had like one time they had it for the boys.
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Why? Because they had that with us. Remember I told you, you know,
I remember. All the women get up out of class, we'd be like, you already know if they about to go.
Exactly.
We only had it in 7th grade when they had all of us get together. Mm-hmm. Ryan went to school with me.
So, way back, don't count.
Way back when. Way back when. But Ryan went to school with me. And I just remember that one day they had all the girls. I think they signed a waiver first.
Mm-hmm.
Like something to say, is it okay for you to talk to your girls about this?
They didn't care. They didn't do that.
And I did. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, no problem. It made a big deal. Woo-hoo. Yeah. And then I just remember, I don't even remember exactly what they were saying verbatim. I know it was about puberty and what the changes are, which I already knew my mama told me.
Did y'all get y'all care package?
Mm-hmm.
We had one
deodorant, tampons, pads, condoms.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We had
the care package. Why you do that, right?
They had the the one time they actually had the guys came back. They was proud. They was showing their condoms.
But why would, I mean.
And then what's crazy, they had a water balloon.
I do that.
So you know what they was using as for.
I do that. Yeah, but I just don't. It's scary. And then, we had a nice question.
What's up?
Remember when we had a question, right? And Jonathan and I were discussing this.
Huh?
What was,
What did we discuss?
Losing your virginity.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, we did have that discussion.
Yeah.
I plead the fifth.
But my,
can I have it back?
That's it. Can we get it back?
The question, the question
and
was.
And what is it?
No,
what is considered losing
your virginity? Because there are so many explanations out there about what losing your virginity is. And what all of these answers are mostly mental. It's whatever you considered it to be. So what is actually, to you, losing your virginity?
Bishop.
Is it the first time you
Bishop.
Did the do? Oh, is it the
Elder
first
Brown,
time
you
you've explored quest. Yourself? Is it the first time somebody went down on you? What is considered losing your virginity?
Is it a mental
I think
thing?
It's all of it.
Is it?
I think it is all of it. Because
but if all of this
they tie it all together as well. So
What if you were raped?
Is that losing your virginity?
No, that's being raped.
It's not funny.
Being raped is not losing your virginity.
No.
That's taking away your innocence.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then again, is it still losing your innocence or is it still losing your virginity just outside of, you know, the extreme?
Right.
Because do you take the chance and say, hey, I want to do this? You don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Nobody knows what you're doing.
Mm.
Unless you just nasty. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. So it's like, what do you do? What do you call it?
That's a good question.
Cause,
see how I'm like.
I mean, can you be like, yo, is it in a Bible context? Because everybody don't get that. So what can you, how do you narrow it down for yourself personally?
I think it all depends on what you feel it is. It doesn't even matter what, like, the technical term is.
Okay.
It's more so what you feel losing your virginity is.
I'm still a virgin there.
There we go. I am too. Even with two kids. Call me Mary.
Then,
I
like,
don't have
you
no
know,
kids, though.
From the physical, you know, biblical perspective, when they said something, when they said something about your hymen.
Yeah, you can break that thing on the bike.
Yep.
Yeah, you can break it yourself. Pop your finger in there.
You
whoop,
can,
pop.
You you could be doing the splits and dance class.
Exactly.
Boop, there you go.
So,
what's the matter, Bishop?
Nothing.
So would that be because if the people that think breaking your hymen is considered losing your virginity, so you lost your virginity riding a bike?
I lost my virginity to myself then.
I lost mine riding a bike then. That's the case.
I'm a man, so I don't have those issues.
Okay, well then that's another thing.
What's considered
losing a virginity when it comes to a man?
Is it different?
Don't ask me.
What, you a man?
I mean, I'm a man, but the thing is, we just equate everything to sex. So it is no for women. It's different. Like this, it's weird because it's like it's some whole. It is.
Thank you,
man.
Eve.
It's like a. I don't know. In a way, it's like a double standard.
Yes, everything is put on a double standard now.
Yeah.
So, like the fact that kids, boys losing their virginity at a young age versus girls.
It's all right for them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or the whole situation. If a girl has had multiple sex partners, she's a hoe. If a guy has, you that nigga.
You the real MVP. You did it.
Like, there are too many double standards when it comes to women and men and sex.
Okay, so can I ask a question?
Sure.
I think I probably asked this yesterday.
Elder Brown has a question.
So if you decide to, okay, you got kids, whatever, you're telling your kids, like, what are you exactly going to sell them? Like, are you going to say, hey, this is, you going to, you know how most white parents, like, they use, like, drawers or something. Like, it's weird. And black people.
Wait. Wait. When they're describing.
They're like,
oh, you got this one over here, and you got.
Yeah, over here.
Like, it's age, it has to be age appropriate. Because I want Peyton, when it gets to that point, to have that talk. I want her to feel comfortable with talking to me. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be an awkward conversation. No, I want her to feel comfortable. Like, I'm not going to bash her for having sex at a young age because I did this shit. I'm not, like, I'm just right. Like, I want you to come to me when, like, we're going to put you on birth control. Because mm-hmm. I don't want you to experience what I experienced. I was a young mom. I may have graduated high school, but I was still 18. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have nothing figured out. I'm still don't have my life figured out. And I'm too in. I'm too deep.
You're growing up.
Yeah, I don't want her to have to grow up with her child. I want her to experience life before she has a child. So I want her to feel comfortable talking to me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't want my kids to find, like, what's the word? I don't want them to find, like, their identity in sex. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about it, it's like, okay, I got these many people, and you equate each person as, oh, I did, I'm like, I've made it. Mm-hmm. So, but how are you making it? And you just, then when it come down to you, like, I want to get into a real relationship. Somebody asks you, who are you? And you're sitting there like,
I know how to lay the D.
Right, I have. Oh, but you got, that's what, you have people that's like that.
Yeah.
When you ask them something like, that, like, you try to get
to know
that
person. I can't give
you
nothing mental, but I can lay down that dick.
Like, come on. We need more than that in life. Like, yeah, he may not be shit, but he can get some good dick.
He can get her.
No, that's not something you want to be proud of. Mm. Like,
especially if you're born in real life. I mean, it go both ways. It's like, you know, men can, you know, throw what they throw, and women can be like, yo, I do this and I do that. Like, so what? But you born, though. Like, can you talk to me? Like, can you at least tell me what your middle name is first?
Born.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying. It's like, a boring lie. You know, it's just. You've been saying that since day one.
And I still am born.
You a born lie. Born. It might be the truth, but it sounds like a lie to me.
Oh, but it's the truth.
Lies. Truth.
I don't know.
There's no truths over there.
I think if people actually, like, sit down and talk first about anything, then life would be easy.
Yeah, but unfortunately people don't do that.
Yeah, people don't think. Nope. They don't know how.
Exactly.
Oh, that's sad. They don't know, man.
It's like,
it is. Honestly, it is. Like, come on. They falling into a trend.
You gotta take accountability for yourself.
Yeah. I watched your video of accountability. Look at Ryan.
Y'all see that?
I know this is like, you don't have to answer this question.
Somebody did answer the question?
No, but none of y'all don't have to answer this question.
Well, what's the question?
When y'all lost y'all virginity.
See why you look at me, because you know I'm about to say something. Go ahead with your question now.
What was the experience?
My phone just fell.
Bitch, why you got that face?
My phone just froze, y'all.
And now Javonta's
phone froze.
It
froze on Ryan.
It froze on Ryan.
That's when you know it's real.
My.
There you go. There it goes. Back on Shaheen.
That's a trap phone
day. You had to drop it for it to come back?
You remember what happened with my phone. I haven't got a new phone since Val and the Lemonade accident.
Oh, bless the Jesus.
Lemonade accident.
It's just been rocking ever since.
We was at Southern Fires and Val just poured lemonade on
the phone.
It'd be like that. It'd be like that.
Because, you know, life gets in the way of getting a new phone. Bills, kids.
So what's the question?
That's true.
You losing your virginity. What was your experience?
I'm not about to say mine. Y'all already know why, because I already told y'all.
I would gladly. I mean, they may be out here.
We're gonna keep that.
We're gonna keep Javonta's on the low low. I tell mine. I don't care if you did it. He listening or not.
My experience was not what I thought.
What did you think it was going to be?
I didn't have a thought.
Did you prepare for it?
I was not prepared for it. I told you, my parents didn't talk about it. Mm-hmm. So my first experience was very horrible.
He might be able to say that.
Yes, it was horrible. I was just like, this can't be happening. Like, no.
Is this what people really do?
This is right. I'm just like, I want this to be over right now.
Oh.
Pain, everything. Horrible. Horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
You walk like you was bowling?
Yes. I walk like somebody stabbed me like 1,000 times.
That's funny. In the same spot.
That's funny. It was horrible.
What you gonna say, Cheyenne?
Yeah, what's your... Come on, Cheyenne.
Get your hand going off.
Because I was bowling. Wait. Okay, so... Cheyenne, pastor.
Did you raise your hand? You was bow-legged.
Tell us your story.
Tell us your story. It was just an experience. It was like I never. I shouldn't have done it. It was a waste of time.
I'll tell you later, but you know,
it was a waste of time.
That went off the podcast.
Why was it a waste of time?
Because he wasn't the right person I should have did that with.
Yeah.
I felt that.
Yeah.
With the horrible experience.
And then all I can remember is R. Kelly TP3 Reloaded on
repeat. Horrible.
And all I can remember is R. Kelly TP3 Reloaded on repeat.
I am done.
Well, at least you had music.
He planned that.
That was the Feeling on Your Booty record song.
Right?
You feel me? No. I'm going to go see R. Kelly too one time.
It was sex in the kitchen. Over by the stove. Put you on the counter. By the butter roll.
By the butter roll.
Yes! Sing it!
That song there. That. I can't hear that song no more. Kept playing over and over again.
That's a song.
That was the jam. Yeah, I went through it, but I feel like I don't. Would I try to do it again?
Nightmares.
Ooh. No. You had nightmares.
I just felt dirty.
Didn't you hear him say hashtag horrible?
Not your ex. Your turn. Tell your story. Your ghetto story.
I just felt dirty.
Why do you feel dirty?
You felt dirty.
I felt dirty, yeah. Because I got pressured in a way. Like,
how you get pressured?
Because, man, it was just, I was young, obviously, and I was dumb. So, you know, like most kids, you're young and you're stupid. And you're like, I don't really want to do this. But, and again, I do, but just not with you. And it ended up being that person. I was with her, like, in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I broke up with her 2 weeks later.
Oh. What's up, a dude that bad?
It wasn't even, it was just, like, in my head, I'm like, she was more happier than I was. I was in that boy, like, I'm ready to go.
Oh! Shit.
I mean, she made some nachos after.
She fed you. She fed you.
She fed me. That's about it.
That's an event for you.
Yeah, fed. Let her go 2 weeks later.
Fed you some tacos.
Yeah, I found out like she bought a hoe because my birthday was like right after. So I found out she bought me like some jewelry. She bought me some Cartier glasses.
You laid it down.
I didn't do nothing.
You slanged.
You laid it down.
All I did was slide up in it
you're
like
smanged.
A dance.
You right smashed and banged.
You laid it down.
I didn't do anything. No, she laid down and I said like. Like, I ain't had to look for it. I just went in.
Oh.
He had to look for it.
I just get right on it.
Was it difficult?
It was like throwing it like a letter under a door.
Oh,
my glory, Jesus. Elder Brown.
I'm not about to play with hell right now.
That's it. And then it was like, you know, it was over. I'm like, why did I do this? Felt horrible.
He He in that moment right now. You see his
face. I'm sorry, Ryan. I'm so sorry.
He right there right now.
I feel horrible, man. I stayed in the shower for like 30 minutes.
He gonna go home and take a long shower when he get home.
No, I'm not. I'm just getting to bed. After I drink this tea.
Oh.
But it wasn't worth it. Like, I'll tell anybody, man. Yeah. Even people now, like, yo, even if you're getting it in, like, right now, like, I'm like, yo, what for? Like, mm-hmm. When you really, really sit down and look at it, you know, that whole, I guess, to make it not a holistic sense, but in a way, like, you putting yourself with all these people, mm-hmm. You end up being messed up down the line, like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And you want to get to know somebody, like, I'm going to get to know you and you don't know you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they say, you take a piece of somebody, every person that you've met.
I ain't taking nobody.
Oh.
Your first piece was not your girl.
You meant that.
She wasn't mine. It was somebody's. All I'm going to say is, I ain't going to say nothing.
Mine was just horrible, and I'm never going to bring that. Yeah.
We not going to discuss
No,
we,
y'all not going to know.
Let's do the, how about the second
We not going to talk about it.
We can do the second, time.
The same person?
No, God, no.
No,
second time.
We doing the second time.
Oh, for me?
Yep, there we go.
It was still horrible.
Boom.
Oh.
It was still horrible.
What was that?
It was just bad, huh?
What about it? It didn't get better until maybe 4 years.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, Cheyenne.
Number two was still terrible.
Second time with the same person, you know, or a different person?
Number two, though, for me, was like years later.
Because I'm tell you, I didn't want to do it again because I was like, I faked it.
I think after my first time, almost 2 years.
Guess what? Mine was literally 3 years after the first time. Yeah, it was the, it was a no-go. Horrible. Hashtag horrible.
I'm done.
And they're like, what was horrible?
Hashtag or devil face horrible.
Oh, like, my Lord. Horrible.
You just put the throw up emoji on it.
Oh. Dang.
You feel me?
I told you.
So, was your second time years later, Ryan?
Yep, sure was.
That's fair. We are.
Was,
but, okay, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
What makes it horrible?
If I'm mentally not there, like if I don't want to, like if I don't look at you and be like, yo, if I look at you and I'm looking like,
I have to agree.
You know
it's
what I'm saying?
All mental.
It's a mental game.
It's all mental because like we've had like the discussion that we had, was it yesterday?
It was last night.
Mm-hmm. Like that discussion.
Oh, sorry, I had a song. My bad.
But like,
damn.
Sorry. It's all mental because you can have sex with that one with the same person one time. You in it, your feelings are connected. You're connected, and it's like A1. And then stuff can go horribly wrong, and you having sex with that person. It's just like wah.
You tried, little fella. You tried.
It's all mental.
Sorry to the little fellas.
Speaking of that.
We're going to talk about the micro. So, Elder Brown had a question that he wanted to ask us women.
And the size
his
matter.
Face was like, what?
Elder Brown, know.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's women. Because
it's women.
Oh, I'm mad.
Does size really matter to y'all?
Bishop.
Hey.
We don't like uppercuts.
I already talked to them, so.
This is how I feel about it with my experiences. It size.
For you.
For me. I'm sorry.
not your experiences,
Chris.
But
I cannot
for
say
you.
For me. First time isn't the best. You need miles. I am so much.
I mean, I feel like it needs to be a
deeper, something.
It has to be something, and then they need to know how to do with that something. Because. I mean, just
but
what
they
I
don't,
experience. The
but
ocean.
They don't know your body though, so they gotta figure it out.
So it might not get right
the first time.
I'm not saying
the potential ain't there.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? If he ain't paying attention to your how your body moving and all that, then mm-hmm. It's wrapped.
That's true, but size. I mean, to me, size don't matter. Don't you?
So if you walk around and you got the got the pinky finger was probably.
You know what? Look, we ain't going no pinky finger. I said it had to be decent size.
That's how we got to micro.
So it matters. You know, it matters. But I'm just saying.
So it does, but it don't.
Yeah.
That was my answer.
There's
yesterday.
A limit.
Cause we.
Is there a limit?
What's the limit?
What's the limit?
You don't want nobody to your kneecap.
You want kneecap?
Right?
Mandingo.
Hey, Regina.
African warrior.
Like, no, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to end up in no hospital.
You don't want your pelvis tilted.
I don't want it
to
stay
intact.
I want everything to stay intact.
Oh my god. We have some.
So you want to be able to like?
Oh, we have some weird conversations.
So you want to like look like after it's over? You want to be able to look at it and be like,
you did good.
You did a good job. But you look back, but you look at yourself and you be like, it still looks the same as when it was over.
That wasn't a good song to sing for that.
You feel me?
There you go. What are you singing, ma'am?
Well, how about a round of applause? Standing ovation.
Chris says practice makes perfect. You are correct, but you practicing with the same person?
What I'm about to say. And wait a minute.
Is it regular practice?
What you getting practice on? Because what if the things that you practice on that they don't like?
Boom.
What you practicing?
Explain yourself. I'm going to do like Christopher.
Oh, he was asking the question.
Four times.
He better comment.
Maybe you're just working out just to be working out.
What if that person don't like that routine that you do?
Did he
slide to the right?
Slide to the right. I don't like that.
Reverse.
I don't want that.
That gotta be uncomfortable. I almost said crisscross. I'm like, that's really uncomfortable.
What they crissing and crossing?
What are they reversing?
Oh, what they reversing?
Huh?
That's gotta be uncomfortable.
That would make me cry.
What is something that y'all would want to know about me? Because obviously, you as women, so
how are we bad in bed?
You right? Nope. You got to answer.
You opened that door. This the sex talk.
So how are y'all bad?
How are we?
All of us.
The ones who are bad.
Thank you. That's how we do it.
It's simple. Mm-hmm. If you're lazy.
Boom. Tell them.
If you're lazy. If you land there like a dead dog. Ain't you got to go. You know what I'm saying? Like,
look at my face, y'all.
You can't.
Because I'm trying to figure out what a dead dog look like.
He about to do what he like.
Frozen. Ain't nobody got time for that.
You just moving with while the dog move. That's nasty.
She doing
exactly.
He just.
Nobody want no lazy man.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, that's true. That's true. But then, okay.
Sweat turns me off.
Well, let me ask you.
Like excessive sweating.
What? For all the brothers or ladies.
Don't sleep.
That sweat, just put a towel on.
Yes.
A beach towel.
Wipe it off his face while he's doing it. Just be like.
Just don't look at him.
when it
stinks.
Drip.
It just drip on your face. That's what you're supposed to do.
I hate sweat.
Do the motion with it.
Okay, but just get on top of it.
Much better.
I'm down.
Okay, so what's a time limit wise? What's too long? What's too short?
30 seconds is too short.
I mean that's obviously.
You asked. Right?
I mean, I'm just saying. Okay, what's too long?
I ain't figured that out yet.
I haven't found it either.
Okay, so for y'all specifically, if you had to have a perfect time limit for yourself.
It depends on the person.
Yeah,
it depends on the person.
He's like.
Okay, someone you want to be with. Somebody you with.
Mood.
Someone you want to
be with. Because sometimes you want that just that quickie. Let's get it in. Get in there and done. Sometimes
right.
You want that.
Y'all got me really
put
thinking.
Put that time in, you know.
You see what I mean? It's
so it doesn't. Dang. It depends.
Yeah,
it depends.
It varies.
But he said, what if it's with the person you really want to be with?
It still varies. Sometimes you just want to quickie with that person.
I don't.
When you know what?
She nasty. She said she want the whole thing.
I'm not always in circumstances where I can, because sometimes you at places, all you can do is get a quickie. Yes, I said places, people. Yes, I said places. Shit, you can't. Get that hour plus somewhere in.
Dear Lord, we gonna pray for Deacon Holmes here.
Is the hour too long?
Is the hour too long?
Yeah.
No.
I'm asking.
I asked y'all. I'm sorry if I'm getting a quickie and somebody comes.
But what does an hour consist of?
Yeah. Exactly.
A variety.
I'm asking y'all. I don't know what hour consists of.
Does the foreplay come around?
Because for
is that included?
The sexual act.
Is foreplay included? Is
always,
yeah.
Okay, so that's included. So how long foreplay. Does that last?
Is
that all the way through? Does that like add up through the whole day? Because y'all could be, you know, saying teasing each other through the day until it go down.
That's true.
So technically,
you had the camera on me when I did that.
So are we counting when we're actually
in there,
or just
or is it does it take something to lead up to it? Because you know you technically doing foreplay up until.
What is foreplay? What is foreplay?
Oh.
did that really?
Wait,
just,
why the hell did that come to me?
Did that really just
cause like
shut y'all down a bit?
It did.
Because
I had like, cause you know what?
What is foreplay?
What is foreplay to you?
Foreplay
you
consisted
what?
Of?
What is foreplay to you?
I mean, it don't have to necessarily be like.
Is it before we got these cell phones? Start texting.
That could be foreplay.
Is it like it's to whatever, get you hey, in that actual
don't
moment?
No. Don't you play with me.
Oh.
But that's what I'm saying.
No,
so I don't
if
like
I want you, I want
either.
You.
I'm going to jump your balls.
Nah,
you teasing me and I'm getting irritated.
Right.
I may not want you.
Don't
ticking
you,
me off.
Don't but, you chuck her bookie with
but
me.
But isn't that part of the... But isn't that part of like leading up to Brian?
Look, like I said, don't y'all be playing no trucker bookie with me.
When I say I won't.
Why you want to play them games on me? Don't do that. Because then once you, it's your fault now. Now, you the one who walk around.
You done brought this problem on yourself.
Right. So then if you want to, you know, the person walk around or can't walk, it's your fault.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He told you stop teasing him.
Ain't nothing wrong with
he
that.
He told you to stop.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Be mad your ankles got knocked loose. I'm just saying.
Hold on, what you
what's
say
wrong
that?
With you, girl? Girl,
he knocked my ankles loose, girl.
See these casts down here? I'm just playing, y'all. Like, I'm just playing, man.
Oh, I'm done.
What, man? What? Come on, Cheyenne. What you saying, man?
Ryan, I already
all
know.
All of my foolishness I said yesterday, I could have saved it for the day, but I couldn't.
He just let it all out. I almost died yesterday with the silent.
We had a whole conversation. He was. I told him.
Silent.
He could be a killer, silent but deadly.
They thought I meant fart.
That's not what I meant.
That ain't what I
this
want.
Is a whole different topic, y'all. My apologies. And Javonta is still laughing about this.
Oh, you know what?
Right, and Javonta's turning red, still laughing about
this. She a whole nother color, fam, I'm telling you.
She is a real whole
no,
nother
the thing
color.
Was...
Where the fan at?
I want to...
She is really turning hot.
Because
I was telling Ryan that is he going to be like a silent killer. Silent.
No, that
what
is what she
say?
Said. She was like, yeah, silent but deadly.
Silent but deadly.
Silent but deadly.
But
Ryan was like, wait,
they fucking assumed
a fart. It was fart.
A fart.
Because that's the only thing you'll point that to.
That's the only thing that they assumed.
Like,
y'all, this
I'm
is
not
so
about
not.
To be a silent
so
but deadly person.
We apologize.
I'm sorry, y'all.
We are so sorry. Okay. I apologize. I have a question.
I might have an answer.
Okay. Elder Brown.
What's poppin'?
If they don't know how to make the music with their mouth biz, would you tell them?
Got to.
How you gonna tell them?
Okay.
Tell them stop using your teeth. Open your mouth. Get a little well.
I don't know how.
Okay. It depends. Because sometimes... directions don't really work. So they don't listen.
Step one, open your mouth.
I I'm just saying. But how do you tell them? You gotta be open to tell them. Like,
I'm not about this, to play with y'all today. You
is really good.
Like, that's not, it's not what's popping. Like, and you be like,
you ain't even in the hot seat.
You just gotta be like, hold up. Like, you wild. You doing a little too much. Like, and then if she's doing extra, like, you gotta punch her on the forehead. I can't.
She, you know, bop her upside the head.
No, she, tell him what you called it.
What did you say?
What did I call it?
Elder Brown said he was going to knock you upside the head
with the meatballs.
With the meatballs.
Oh, on the forehead. Disrespectful. Like, get it together.
Get him upside the head. With the meatballs.
With the meatballs, you feel me?
Oh,
with
the God, meatballs. And I asked them what if they like getting hit in the head with the meatballs.
What in?
Hit me, hit me, hit me.
She don't have no value. That's all I mean.
She have no value.
No value.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you have no value.
If you
you just nasty.
Or you just.
That's it, because you got freak and you got nasty. So you
what's
might just
the difference? What's the difference between being freak
one
and
got,
being
one
nasty?
Has like decorum, and the uh-huh. other person just don't. Like,
what's the limit?
She has no limits. The nasty one
nasty
has no
is
limit.
Like,
well, what's the limit?
Like,
none. Like, none. You feel me? Like, she might not have any. Like, she
wants to like patience.
Whatever. She could be like, all right, let's bring a midget. Like, she can be wild like that. I'm just saying. A whole
Bishop don't like leprechauns.
Bishop don't like leprechauns. I'm not even stepping in the same vicinity as the midget. I'm sorry.
She's scared of leprechauns.
That's okay.
He probably hanging low too. Okay.
Oh,
and you won't give him a
not
chance
at all. Don't come near me, midget Mac. I don't want you.
This we
I mean, he but he already down there though.
I don't care. You can walk away. What was asked? Nope. I gotta see this.
No, you don't. Anywho. We are going to.
And they're off.
And they're off.
So what it say?
There we go.
I
made a discussion. Look, we just acknowledged that we don't like leprechauns.
We sorry, fam. I don't care. I'm just saying, I don't care. Sorry, bro. Like,
that's sad.
Just try again.
Damn.
If you first, you don't succeed.
No, no,
she didn't pick it back. You cannot pick it back up and try again.
I didn't.
You go straight to jail.
Dang, he going to jail.
Go straight to jail.
We can't have a leprechaun on the podcast.
You do not proceed past go.
St. Okay. Patrick's okay. Day?
No.
No.
Oh. No.
Oh. That would have been fun.
We have to choose another leprechaun.
Oh.
Because that one would be done said some stuff.
Oh.
He
would have told about himself.
And then, other people would be like.
Too much for me.
He's going to tell him about himself.
Very.
Tell him about
contained
them.
And quiet.
No, you would. You know what? I'm gonna have to just pray this lie demon out of
so. Okay, so so could y'all like have sex with one person for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Like, could you be married? Could you do the whole like?
Yes.
And then, how much is it within that marriage? Like, is it every day? Is it three times a week? Is it three times a day? Like, what's popping?
So the ball is in your court all the entire time.
I feel like
that's so selfish. Selfish, man.
No, of course not.
You just say it when you feel like it.
When you feel like it. What about you, my sister?
His sister,
Bishop.
Wait, what did Chris say no to? We done said so much, Chris.
We said
what
a lot. We
no
apologize.
To?
Oh, I see where he's. You can't just be with one woman. That's what you're trying to say.
Yes, because he likes polygamy. He wants multiple women, people.
Didn't you
Christopher,
get in trouble last
time, man? And guess what? He ain't say shit. So we gonna continue.
You never know. He probably writing everything down
man,
mentally.
Just keep going with that. Go to Africa or something. They do it over there. It's free.
He said bingo.
Okay, so yeah, he can't have. Why can't one woman satisfy you,
Chris?
That's a good question. Why can't one woman satisfy you, Elder Brown? Can one woman satisfy you?
Yeah.
Really?
If she's everything that she's supposed to be, yeah.
Because I mean, everybody is not going to be at 100% what you're looking for.
No, correct. They're not.
So,
But is Chris. is that gonna be the same person you willing to?
I just wanted to know.
Oh, wait.
Huh?
Okay, so he said next episode. Wait, next episode what?
Nah, we talking about the sex talk. This Badoodas, then they got Badoodas. So
next
we just want to know
what, Chris?
Woo!
Nope. I'm gonna need him to text faster.
That mean he probably gonna come up here next episode.
So we got.
I ain't gonna be here.
This not Nate Dogg.
Last.
We ain't coming on the next episode. We wants to know.
Next episode. Next episode is a different conversation.
I really want to know, like, what is it physically that a woman, just one woman, can't satisfy you?
Why?
Why is there an emphasis on having more than one?
What is it that multiple women do for you?
Do y'all feel like y'all missing out?
That's a good question,
Chris.
But what you missing out on?
What you missing?
They all up in your grill, Chris.
We gonna slide back to you. Just get your thoughts together.
All of them. Get all your thoughts.
Because I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, because one man satisfy me?
Could he?
Yes, God.
Could he?
Yes, God. Yes,
could
God.
He? Could he?
Yes.
I'm shaking now.
Wait a minute.
Let's see if we can add Chris.
It's time to go.
So we can ask him. I'm trying to add him so we can ask him.
You're trying to add him to.
So we
to
can ask him.
Okay, so you're gonna add him, and okay.
I don't know if he's gonna answer.
He may
don't
not
seem like he's gonna answer.
He may not answer.
Answer, Christopher. Nope.
Hey, man.
You know what?
And
you too.
And yours closed out too.
I was about.
What?
Last. Oh, when you like trying to bring somebody.
It closed out.
Does it?
Yes.
Facebook better get it together.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Tell him he can get on Instagram.
Get on Instagram.
Y'all see.
So I'm not pressing nobody.
So what's not allowed?
As far as sexually. Sexually.
What's not allowed? For you, I mean, because every person is different. You got some people that are like, yo, put it in my butt. Like, hold up.
You know what's not allowed for me?
We're just going to say
we're not
that.
Bringing an extra.
Put something in my butt.
Bishop.
Put me in your butt.
Right,
put
here.
Me in your butt.
Like, we're not bringing extras in my room. I don't do the sharing. Okay, it's not caring.
I'm just saying.
You do the whips and chains. That's bringing
but
something extra.
Sharing is not caring. As in, I play for keeps. I'm very selfish.
Down your love.
I am very selfish.
You're supposed to be in that sense.
Oh, yeah, I am very. I don't like to share either.
You ain't supposed to.
That's the only thing I'm saying, though.
I never forget when I was with Stupid Monkey.
Oops.
When I was with Stupid Monkey when I was 16, my sweet.
Sorry,
16,
fam.
He's Stupid Monkey.
He is Stupid Monkey.
Oops.
I'll never forget it. I was so selfish, and this is just like in general. Mm-hmm. I didn't want nobody talking to him. I didn't, because like this, I introduced him to everybody. Hey, this is mine. Don't touch him. This is mine. Excuse me. How you doing? Don't touch him. That's mine.
You was like that? Why are you? How are you now?
That's mine. I am more laid back now because I have to realize that I'm not in control of.
At all.
Yeah.
So you expected for him to like act accordingly when he's out?
Yeah, just like how he would expect me to do the same thing.
That's how it's gotta go.
Yeah, I grew up.
That's what I'm talking about.
I is a grown woman.
Good job.
I is a grown woman.
What about y'all? Stop making that face, man. Like, what are you doing?
Chris got back on here.
Hello, Chris.
Okay, he sent
what's
it.
What?
Oh, here he is.
Hi, Chris.
Hold on, Chris. We're waiting on you to respond, person.
Man.
He's taking a moment. It says waiting for him to get on. There he is.
Hi, Christopher.
Hi, Chris.
What up, champ?
Hi. Okay.
Hello.
Okay, so. I'm going to put the mic close so people can hear your reactions or your statements right here. So
speak up.
And Regina just yelled at you.
No, because last time he was talking low.
Regina said, speak up. You know, she put the bass in. Okay. Okay. But okay, Chris, the question is, we wants to know, what is it physically, not as far as like emotionally or spiritually, but physically, what is it that you have to have multiple women to satisfy you?
It's nothing. It's not really physically. It's more so mentally. I keep going to get like just going in and just go, or just trying to touch on the situation.
Go ahead, get continue.
Is it dry?
We is listening.
Okay. So I mean,
don't get into an accident, Chris.
Don't get into an accident.
No, I'm over. I pulled up.
He showed. He pulled up.
but I mean, polygamy wasn't really a thing. As far as human, I mean, not polygamy. I'm sorry. Monogamy wasn't really a thing until about 150 years ago. You gotta understand, people have always had, men have always had whores, concubines, a side chick, for a better phrase. Mm-hmm. But I mean, when the women revolution started again, opposed to giving y'all the same freedoms that we had as men, we pulled back on arms. Mm-hmm. So as opposed to a woman not being able to be labeled a hoe when she had multiple men, or a guy, you know, it was just, it's not as natural to say that. Mm-hmm. Monogamy is more forced. Mm-hmm. Monogamy is more forced.
Monogamy is more forced.
Okay.
Bishop couldn't hear you. We sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because because people seem to think like once you get into a relationship, everybody else just stop looking good to you as far as like other people go. But that's like saying when somebody go vegan, bacon don't smell good. It's impossible.
We not saying you can't look, just don't touch. Keep your hands to hands, feet, and objects to yourself. You learned that in kindergarten.
Museum rules, man. That's all it is. It's like, take no pictures with the flash. You can't touch. You can't cross this. Like,
boundary.
I got what I got.
If you look, I'ma look.
Exactly. Hey, we looking together.
Let's look together.
We just ain't taking her to the crib because
exactly. Like, she got a fat ass.
Because she gonna be neglected. So I'm just saying. What you gonna say?
I have to think about what I was gonna say. I gotta put my thoughts together.
I'll get your thoughts together.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my thoughts together. Well, how would you feel if a woman was to have multiple men in a...
Are you finally gonna answer this question? Because I asked you this like a month ago.
Because it can't be a double standard. Because if it's the exact same way for you, it is.
It absolutely can be a double standard.
But women can do it too. They do it.
This is what I call. You ever heard of white privilege?
This is male privilege,
right?
Try to use white privilege for men and women.
It's what I call pussy privilege.
Oh, so, wow.
What about it, though?
It's harder for men to have sex than it is for women to have sex.
That ain't true.
I think Elder Brown calls bullshit. Elder Brown calls bullshit.
It's not, I ain't calling that. I mean, I understand what he's saying, but I don't think that's true, though, because...
Wait, Mahala says biblically men were polygamists.
They were. I mean, but
life is a situation.
It is what it is.
Life changes. But were we created to stay that way?
Exactly. Everything changes. Evolution.
I mean, I don't know, because it's like, if you look at it, you got more women on the planet than men, right? Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you have the same amount of people. It's just men die off faster.
More women.
How many, Chris? I'm sorry. How many what?
54.
What?
Actually, 54 what? To 7 billion. I mean, really not a lot, but I mean, still, it's still more women than men.
Yeah.
Mahala said it's harder for men to obtain sex.
I mean, if it was, you know, them olden days.
I'm just trying to understand that statement. As it's more easier for us to get pleaders than it is for
I think it is.
I think we just pick and choose.
Okay, it is easier.
We just pick and choose who we want it from.
Yeah. We're more particular.
Y'all ain't got no type.
That's a lie.
Chris, he like, that's a lie.
Chris, do you have a type?
Wait, is he crashing? What's happening?
He's in the stall. He's from the chair. He on his job, doing his thing. Me and Chris.
He wasn't pulling over. He was just parking to go do something.
Let him be great.
No. Let him be great.
Stop being Chris.
You got a type, Chris.
Trying to give you. Yeah, do you have a type?
He grabbed a bag of chips.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's in here. Do you have a type?
Type?
Mm-hmm. A type of woman.
Pretty face. You know something I always said? I always said, as long as a girl can like vibe to the same music as me, like we'll be able to, you know, we'll be able to figure the rest of it out. Like, I think that's like a pretty good time.
See, Ryan said he has a type. He just flat out said yes.
No, Chris just explained it. What did he say? He basically was saying from a mental standpoint, yeah. He said, if I can vibe with you, yeah, but from a physical perspective, he didn't say that.
What's your physical type?
I can vibe with anybody.
What's your physical type?
I'm just saying, man. What you gonna say, Cheyenne?
Don't say it, cause you wanna laugh.
Go on and say it.
It's your life.
It's my life.
What's your physical type? It's your life.
Well, now he don't wanna answer.
Elder Brown has left the building.
No, but my physical type, man. Like, okay, color wise, it don't really matter. Cheyenne, I'm laughing because I'm remembering what we were talking about yesterday, and I know Cheyenne asked me this question. You asked Chris this question too. You probably don't even care. Do women have ugly
badudas?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Talk to Chris for a second. Chris?
What is he doing now?
Hey, what's going on?
We don't need to hold forehead. Forehead.
Yeah.
How much fuck you put it in?
Put it in.
Open. Mouth biz.
Pop the jaw.
Talk square biz too.
I'm not about to play with y'all. See, I'm about to.
That's
go.
How I start though. Use percept to it. Right on that.
I'm about to go home.
That's how I start.
See how Cheyenne just started some unnecessary stuff.
I'm not about to play with y'all anymore.
We had this conversation.
So like she just said, wasn't saying a word.
Go home, Chris.
Javante said, go home, Chris. She said, stop shopping.
I'm talking love. Okay. I'm sorry, Ryan. What was the question? Because we got knocked off for a second, technical glitch.
Why are you so close to me, fam? You wild.
Okay, Cheyenne knocked me off.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
The question. Y'all silly, man. Cheyenne asked me yesterday. She asked me if men, for women and your lady parts, right? Is there such thing as an ugly?
Is there an ugly vagina?
Is there a such thing as an ugly baduda?
An ugly vagina for those who don't know what baduda is.
My vagina!
And I told Cheyenne that it is. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like in a way, like it's gotta like blend in some way.
And oh my God, sometimes. My hair hurts so bad.
I know. Don't be laughing at my foolery, man. I'm just saying. Like, sometimes they ugly because, you know, they just They just ugly
to be ugly.
they break stuff.
Mahala said very much so.
Describe what it looked like.
Some of them got like a, like some got like weird like shaped lips. Like some of them, you know,
we all
some
got
of them
lips.
I mean, I do, but some of them like just.
You see his hand. He like
We'll be right back on Instagram Live though. We got 5 seconds. But
oh my god, my head hurts.
Like you don't
want to
like
so bad.
Like you don't even want to touch it. Like anyway, you know what I'm saying?
That what was funny was what he had said.
What I said.
Well, he was like you don't know if it's after you see. You don't know if you cause it to be ugly.
Yeah, man. Sometimes, like, cause you know, sometimes it could have been like you, cause you know, you got some women who don't want to look at themselves, so the light already be off. You know what I'm saying? And then you got some like they keep the light on, and they know like if they take care of themselves, you obviously know it could have some type of attraction. But then again, that really don't matter, cause if it's ugly, it's ugly.
Other than ugly badudas, what is your type? We went to ugly
Mahala
badudas.
Mahala said they look like piled up old lunch meat. Sometimes.
Okay, you know what, Mahala?
Mahala.
You know what? Mr. Mahala
said the same.
Some of them, some of them do look like old roast beef. I'm just saying. But just meanwhile, back
like Arby's?
Nah, like
he
like
not old.
No, like from the
crusted,
grocery store.
Crusted Arby's?
No, like not Arbys, like the grocery
not
store.
Not freshly carved.
Like
beef.
in that little package, like the Oscar Mayer package meat. Like,
oh my God. You got some Oscar Mayer badudas.
Are you sure? Are you sure not like the off brand?
You got
kind?
Some
it might be the
Oscar
brand
Mayer
too,
badudas.
You gotta touch it first. This is what Mahala's saying.
Yeah, man.
You gotta touch it.
What are you feeling for?
What you touching on?
Because
What is it supposed to feel like?
It's supposed to feel gushy.
Gushy?
Yes.
Like a gusher?
Yes.
So we can't have.
If you walk
Sahara
around
desert.
With the Sahara Desert, don't nobody want it. I'm just saying. Okay? And that's not our fault. It's mentally. If you as an individual, if a woman can't put herself in that position to get gushy, I like to say, then it's nothing it's nothing a man can do at all. You know what I'm saying? So if a man can, you know, help equate to a woman being sticky. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe
then
she's
cool.
Sahara,
well, maybe what she
make
need,
her a woman.
Well, this
I thought she was
to
gonna
do.
Say maybe she's born with it.
Y'all are stupid, man. Maybe she just need to drink some cranberry juice. She be all right.
He said smooth and symmetrical.
What'd you say?
Smooth and symmetrical.
That's how it's supposed to feel, or is that how it's supposed to look?
I think it's supposed to look.
That's a look. So you building a woman, because ain't nobody symmetrical.
Ain't nobody building women out here.
He said
my padula don't look like that.
Mahala,
don't look
Cheyenne
like that.
I mean, it's just,
like
it's got to look like something.
I'm a jaw.
I don't know. It's got to look like.
Did you say you about to draw it?
Go on and draw it. Graphic. But I feel like it's just got to look like something that you want to go in. And if I don't want to go in that thing, I'm not going in there.
That's pretty much what he just said too.
My mans. You feel me? Why she drew it too. It's perfect everything.
Can you
put like a little stray hair on there somewhere? Because sometimes y'all be missing. Like, whoo, sorry. Y'all don't even see it.
Oh, the question is, hi, KK. KK, say hi, KK.
Hey, KK!
What up, Joe?
What's your silly
self? KK, the question is, what does a ugly
vagina look like?
He yells vagina.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And then, KK, I drew a picture of mine. That's my badoota.
On paper.
Would you like to show Facebook?
That's my badoota. Daddy, you already seen I was born.
Oh!
Okay.
That's her badoota.
That's Cheyenne's
badoota,
y'all.
It's pretty.
Put that book down.
She had some crayons. Yes, KK.
But really,
KK, do you have an answer? Like, what is an ugly badoota?
Okay, and for women, is there such thing as an ugly
Yes.
Dweeter.
Microphone. microphone. Yeah. It looks like, oh, we hum on microphone.
Mm.
We sure do be humming.
Better hum on it.
And get standing ovations. That's me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Hallelujah. But yes.
We seen a recent picture of an ugly.
So there it is.
I'm a real boy.
There it is, right there.
That's a straw.
That's what it looked like.
It's black like that?
I'm a real boy.
Pinocchio. A short Pinocchio.
So it's lying.
It ain't.
Nah, it was.
So, okay.
It wasn't lying. It was being honest. It was being honest.
It looked wood.
So,
it was telling the truth.
It looked like
it ain't going nowhere.
Waxed on.
Perm and everything.
You want me to draw it?
Yep.
I don't want you to draw it.
It was real perm. Like, he had a... It was,
oh, okay. It was,
so you're saying my man's had permy pubes?
KK said ugly ones have big lips.
There's some pretty big lip ones, all right.
Why did we all just put the phone
on? And you know what's funny, KK? Because I noticed something. I looked at a documentary about it. Don't ask me why I was looking at a documentary about Badudas. But anywho, it was something. It was.
I watched a real weird documentary before.
We need to go to bed.
The
documentary that I watched, it was about these African women. And they said that it was like praised upon if their baduda lips were like
that
plump.
If you got
a plump baduda, they like, yes.
I just seen that documentary. In Africa. I seen that documentary.
Yes.
Why you move away?
Why did you move away? It's in Africa. Ghana, Kenya, you know, they don't like men over there no more.
Oh, yeah. They actually have a
Liberia,
a city.
Probably majority around the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And get you a plump baduda.
Oh, 1,000.
That sound like a peach. More than likely.
Yeah,
you gonna go round trip or you gonna go just
so
one time?
So if you planning on going next year, stay? Around this time you might want to
get a shot. Yes, there we go. KK said fat baduda equals honor on your family.
Okay. Honor on you.
Honor on your family.
Honor on you.
Honor on your cow.
Y'all are funny.
I'm serious.
Okay, so what equates to an ugly?
If it's like multicolored.
Yes,
like
that
them,
is so
them,
ugly.
Them.
Well, at pops. Least no, because some you know the skin sometimes be like shade, but your shade got blend.
Oh, and if you uncircumcised.
So they got the turtleneck.
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
No, it
so
scare
like
me.
A little blanket on.
It scare me. I'm the blanket. Let me cover you. No. I'm sorry. Brian, you bad influence on
me. Saying,
man.
So if a man he walk around with an invisible cloak, like that ain't cool.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay, so if it's two different colors,
if it's because you know sometimes
I'm red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
I can see a rainbow.
Look, man. See a rainbow too.
That was Barney.
Oh my God!
Oh, I like red. It's the color of an apple. Orange. It's the color of an orange.
What is song?
Yellow.
Where is this
from?
It's
a lemon and a wonderful sun.
What?
Sun.
What the hell is that off of?
It's the color of trees and lots of things.
Look,
what show is this off of?
And then there's blue for the sky and purple. That's the color that's fun.
I'm mad, y'all. They singing this damn song.
And we put those colors side by side. Now what do you think we've done? We made a rainbow. We made a rainbow.
What? What is this off? This
that
is
was Barney.
Barney, 1990s. Barney.
Exactly.
Barney.
Just like
you talking about.
Shout out to Barney. Shout out to Barney.
You talking about, hello, boys and girls. This is Barney.
Like, yes.
No. Oh, my God.
KK said turtleneck can get you sick.
My twin is on
yes, and they don't know how to clean it right, KK.
You're right.
You are absolutely
all
right.
That hidden bacteria.
My twin says what's good coming.
Hi. Reggie.
What up, though?
The color has to blend because you know there is your skin tone ain't perfect.
Mm-hmm. Nobody
but
says.
Let it blend. Let it not be. Go from this. Go from my color to Cheyenne's color.
Oh, that's
we need
sad.
Blend.
Oh.
He might have vitiligo. I don't know.
Oh, I'm vitiligo, but dude.
Oh.
A vitiligo baduda, Ryan.
Hey, that's your fault. I ain't gonna do
that. Wait, how is it your fault? You
somebody had to birth it. Like, it ain't my fault.
Somebody birthed a vitiligo baduda.
What if the gene comes from the man? Then that's his fault.
Don't ask me. I ain't gonna
do
that.
Don't ask me.
Mine look regular. Like, I'm cool.
What is regular?
What's a regular?
What is regular?
I mean, it's regular to me. It might not be regular to y'all.
What do you consider regular?
It's on my body. That's regular. What y'all talking about? I ain't looking at nobody else's. Like, it's mine. Like, regular.
Oh, okay. KK, what's your question, sir?
I just hate when people ask. Like,
yes,
oh,
you
how
did
big
miss
is
the
it?
Good stuff, twin. My brother, like, did I miss the good stuff?
You KK, go ahead everything. And say your
everything.
Question.
You know what I'm saying?
And we're gonna shut it down in a minute as soon as KK asks his question. But y'all are hilarious.
Okay, so do y'all ask me, like, how big is it?
No.
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 I don't.
So when y'all find out, like, it's... I don't want to touch my straw. So I'm going to just point your straw.
KK, we just...
Or,
oh, you missed it, honey.
Like,
because we've been looking at your straw.
Okay.
KK's question is the last one.
You feel me? You know what I'm
okay,
saying?
This is not about the first time question, but this is more so...
Down the line.
Yeah, but what is the worst sex experience you've ever had?
She missed this whole conversation. Okay.
Oh, about this. This was mine.
Clap on. Clap off. The clapper.
Is it
Elder Brown. Oh, glory.
What just
We gotta wait.
Oh,
Elder
my
Brown.
Twin said my ex from Hawaii.
Oh, he called you out, girl.
Oh.
Just be like that sometimes.
There's only one of them.
You honest.
He called you out, girl.
Oh,
you,
I'm sorry.
What was your worst one?
You honest.
The first
person.
Were we on this one earlier? Mm.
That was way in the beginning.
Cheyenne, what was your worst one?
My worst one, I feel bad. His was like, it was like a pen.
Well, he just threw it at
him. No, because he really thought that he was doing something, so he just was just doing it and just going, and I just felt bad. Elder Brown had something to say. Go ahead, Elder Brown.
Mahala said my daughter's mom.
You did. Oh, my God.
It's all right, fam. You got a daughter out of it.
You did.
It's okay.
You
had a blessing.
Y'all didn't
have to say some slick stuff all night and ain't nobody caught it.
No, that's all right.
I'm that dude, you feel me?
No. Oh. Oh my God.
Go ahead.
Remember
Elder
the conversation we had about the noise?
Elder Brown, you have to share it.
Okay,
with
y'all.
Our all right, viewers.
I asked. All right, look here, viewers. Look here, man.
Yeah, it was.
All
good.
I was asking, right, is. You know how sometimes, like, women, like, air get in there, right? And it be making, like, it make all the noises, right? You know what I'm saying? So, like, but, okay, like. I'm sorry.
What is the question?
Right, you want me to calm down and get back to
just,
him?
Yeah, just come
okay,
on back to that.
Okay, we're going to get back to him. Now, KK, go ahead and explain yours. And Chris said, what was the best one? Oh, Lord. I don't think I've had my best one yet because I'm not with the person that I want. So if I was with them, oh.
It'll be magical.
Sorry, I made faces, y'all.
Where they at, though?
February.
I don't know where
he
at, Ryan. You find him.
Oh, you almost said it. I almost said it.
Don't say
I
it.
I didn't say it.
Jesus.
Hey, yo, fam. Hey, fam. What's poppin'? They know who you are. I've seen a picture of you. Okay. You had the Carl Thomas curls. You feel me?
He can make a summer rain, so stop.
You dig what I'm saying? You wasn't emotional, but I feel you, though. So, you gotta, I'ma just put it out here. Okay. Hey, my man, can y'all just go get a sandwich, you know what I'm saying, or something? Everybody likes sandwiches, okay? You ain't got to go to Subway. You can go to Firehouse. You can go make a sandwich. Go over a house. Make grilled cheese or something. Like, if not, I'm going to be at your church the second week next month.
Oh,
shit.
invited him. She invited him to the
wait.
All right.
Baptism.
Wait.
And I'm gonna just tell you.
Wait. I'm sorry. KK just said something, and it's the most atrocious thing
what
ever.
What did he say?
He said,
"Am I gonna throw up after this?"
He was doing the 69.
Uh huh.
Oh my god.
And she booted on him,
and it smelled like steamed broccoli.
Yeah, she.
KK, thank you for your wonderful debut and telling us your worst experience ever.
He
I really appreciate it.
Smell like steamed broccoli though.
We've been having this going for quite a while.
I mean,
now.
We should eat some vegetables or something.
I know you were ticked. I would be too. I stupid monkey used to just do it silently, and it would just run me away every time.
Steamed broccoli though, that's nasty. That make the house smell funny.
Anywho,
wait, but he kept doing what he was doing.
KK, did you keep doing? We go last question. KK, did you keep doing you doing the do when
with
you do
it broccoli?
Did you do it? Or did you get up and
you
cut
was,
her
he,
out?
He kept sautéing the vegetables. I don't care what
he
was
saying. Or he just decided to change the position.
What did you do, KK?
Well, if it was smelling like broccoli and you was sniffing it would smell like broccoli when you was in it. You came out with a vegetable salad.
A vegetable salad. Cutting up tomatoes, fruits, and vegetables, and potatoes.
All you had to do was add some dressing. You dig?
Some of that dressing.
No, some of that dressing.
We'd have left Alfredo sauce in the
Alfredo
now
sauce.
It's dressing.
It's all ranch.
It's all ranch all the time.
It ain't fat Frito.
KK, we go. We go.
Like, yuck.
Okay. Oh, glory. Nope. He said he got up and went home.
My man, that's what I'm
all
talking
right,
about.
All right, KK. Good job.
Salad dressing stay all in right. the bottle.
Well, I we are too. Closing this out because y'all are a nut. But
I'm
quiet. Got two.
You, I wish you quit lying. You know what? I'm taking prayers for Deacon Holmes.
I take all prayers. Because, all prayers are welcome. Only good prayers.
Because yes,
don't play on my downfall.
We gonna get rid of this lies.
Oh,
up in you.
It's
time
the truth.
By your born and stuff.
Oh,
you're lying.
What are you lying about?
You're lying.
You
stop
ain't born. No, you're not. No,
I
you're
not.
Not. Look here. No.
Auntie who? Jesus. Thank you so much.
I just felt the finger. No. I'm sorry.
But thank you so much, people.
Look, you can't.
Speaking to this viewers, I really appreciate y'all. Thank you, Ed Brown, for coming.
What's poppin'?
Y'all
you'll see
so
more
nice.
From in the future.
We wheels.
Yeah,
we wheels.
Yeah,
thank yous. Go ahead, Deacon, and go ahead and just close us out, ma'ams.
So we'd like to thank all of our viewers and commenters and the people that ask questions. Thank you, Chris, for being a special guest through Instagram Live.
Thank you, Chris.
But
thank
we do you. Appreciate all y'all that's like listening to us, dealing with our shenanigans and whatnot. We appreciate you. Mahalo.
We share with KK.
KK.
KK also said pray for his co-worker,
Reggie,
Aaron.
Reggie.
Her mom passed yesterday, so we keep it praying
up,
to
man.
KK's
prayers
co-worker.
Prayers
her mom passed away yesterday.
Yeah, losing a parent is very hard, you guys. So yeah.
Oh, next topic is all about deadbeat parents.
Huh.
I'm not just one. I'm not going to be
a mother or a father. Yeah. Either or.
Huh.
What makes them a parent, a deadbeat parent, and what should you tell your children about their mom and dad if they're asking? So,
tell them
thank
the damn
you so
truth.
Much for listening.
Until next time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.